Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing tonight. It is July 22nd, 2013, and we are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1 with Ron Amatron. We have a great show for you tonight on the Healing Highway. That's our Monday show, so I'd like to thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And you can send me your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or if you have a testimonial you'd like to talk about one of the healings that you've done, please send them over. I will also be checking the BBS Fast Chat. And if you would like to, you could bring up the Creation Lightship Light Being picture. You can find that at bbsradio.com/creationlightship. And you can also find it on Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. So go ahead, everybody, and bring that up. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, so you can energize it with peace energy for everybody and their space.
Here we go, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That doesn't feel too bad. Oh, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that looks and feels great. So hopefully, everyone, you've got the light being picture up, and we usually like to start off the show with that. Another great thing you can do is what a lot of our listeners do is to take notes during the show. If you're a new listener, this can be very helpful. And if you hear something or respond to something, just make a note of it when, you know, Ron does a lot of sample clearings and maybe there's something there that you might need to look into. Of course, after you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the clearing that Ron recommends for everybody before doing any of the other clearings that he offers through the website. So, and through the Creation Lightship, which is source energy. So, Ron, I do have a question here, and I want to, it was actually a question from about a month ago that I don't think we ever got to, or if we did, we didn't have a lot of time to spend on it. And it's from a listener who writes that they keep having the same things happening in their lives, and they give an example here. They went to a concert 2 years ago, and just last week they saw the same performer again and ended up sitting next to the same guest as they did 2 years ago. They both remembered each other, and also they ran into the same concert usher from last week, and they were in a different section of the arena, and they've also been running into the same guy with fishing rods on the subway. And they're wondering what is happening to manifest this.
Well, the first thing I would probably think of is maybe he's in your soul family. So I would probably look at that first. The next thing is maybe he's a handler of yours that you don't know about, but he pops in certain times. What else could it be here? You know, naturally you can say it's a coincidence, but I think there's more to it than that. I'd say that he's probably keeping tabs on you, or maybe you have something inside of yourself keeping tabs on him, or even vice versa. Oh, very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it is interesting. I mean, what would you think, Ron, I guess in terms of timelines, I know that's something we talk about a lot, and is a coincidence, I mean, more than a coincidence, obviously, how would you maybe explain that in terms of timelines? Is that like, you know, you're stuck on a timeline that keeps reoccurring?
Yeah, I would probably say that would be correct, yes. So what I think is happening is that you might be just revisiting that same timeline over again. And it sounds like you saw the same group playing, so very possibly it just could be a copy and paste. Also, I would definitely crash that timeline from the first time that you did it to the time now. I think that'd be very important to do. But that is pretty Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it would seem like maybe also there's the, I think you mentioned this, you might have mentioned this, Ron, but the reoccurring event and problematic situation barcode removal.
That could be one that you may want to do because that is more than likely what you're feeling. And that's what you could be going through also. Yeah, wow. And the I'm just trying to see here. The energies, well, I don't know what to exactly say, but I would say do timeline crashes, probably many of them, because this is where you are now finding your life going to, and if it's just more recent, what does that person do that's affecting you? That may sound a little weird, but remember, if he's in your life two times, then what happened between those times?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you saw somebody similar in your life before that looked like him, or somebody else that's coming around all the time. So it is very interesting, and boy, I don't know what else to say. Just, you know, do the timeline crashes. That's what I would do, is many, many, many timeline crashes on it. The current event could also be what you may want to get rid of. Maybe that barcode keeps him in contact with you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. It's really funny when you have those situations in your life, you're not really sure what they mean or who these people are, what their role is in your life, but if it keeps happening, it probably is some kind of a barcode, or you're stuck on some timeline that you probably don't want to be stuck on. And not to say that it's necessarily good or bad, but you know, it's probably just you're in some kind of, you know, time loop that you don't want to be in. So it's important to clear that energy off of you, because that's kind of one of the things that keeps us from having these same kinds of life experiences. So I guess in healing highway terms, that would probably be like you keep going, you're driving around in a circle and you keep taking the wrong exit and it keeps happening and you can't seem to find your way off of the, you know, to where you want to go. So that seems like what might be happening there too. And I guess it's important for us to pay attention to these things. So thanks for writing in with that, because I think this happens to a lot of people and they're kind of like, oh, that's weird, but shrug it off. And, you know, there's really nothing I can do about it, but actually there is. And, you know, like Ron said, it is important to do those timeline crashes. So I'm going to move on to the next question. So hopefully that answered that for you. And the next person is just has going to just sort of sum it up for you, Ron, here, but they just kind of have this feeling like they're restless and they feel like they're waiting for something that they don't know anything about. And they feel very bothered by a lot of the rituals and the things that are going on here. And they're just wondering, you know, what that's all about.
What's happening again?
Just kind of a feeling of restlessness, waiting, things that are bothering them that they don't really understand, and they're sort of bothered by a lot of the things that are taking place on Earth, and maybe we could offer them some suggestions on how to deal with that.
Yeah, just crash the timelines, because the timelines are shifting a lot and changing. So you may find yourself being bounced from one timeline to the next, and you're trying to analyze what's happening to you in your life because you don't feel that security, the safety that you used to felt, and you don't know what's going on, and that's the timelines probably being destroyed, and you're being bounced back and forth, and you have no stability. That's kind of what I would maybe suggest. Let's do some timeline crashes on the events that you're going through.
Okay, and if you've never done timeline crashes before, you can find them on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you look under the recommended healings on the left, you'll find the timeline crash. And you can get a timeline crash for a week or a month. And it's also very effective for any issue that you might have. And Ron, I wonder if, because I know when you start doing the timeline crashes, you know, there's like step one, and there, I think there are any number of timelines from timeline number one to timeline number 20. And then under that, there's a step two, which is a spirit integration. And then under that is a, I think step two might be a dream where you can timeline crash a dream. And then step three is like a spirit integration. So do you have to go down and do those in order, like after you crash timeline one? And then do you do step two, or can you just kind of tick off all those boxes and do them all at the same time, like run it for a half an hour? Because I think the default setting is 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you could just try it and see how it works for you. Everybody's a little different, but yeah, you just give that a try. Whatever seems to work, works. But definitely you want to do spirit infusion with whatever you do. So.
But you can run that simultaneously with crashing the timelines.
I believe so. Just try to make sure. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
How your body responds to it.
Okay. So thanks, Ron. And another listener just messaged me on the fast chat and said maybe for the person that kept seeing the same people. It could be they're wondering if maybe would the psychic billboard clearing help too?
It could, as you're maybe bringing that person into your life, but I think it goes much deeper than that. It could help, but I think I would just keep, I would probably do that systematic event one or whatever it's called there, automatic event or reoccurring event or something. That has the barcode, because you're probably stuck in that loop. And, you know, like I said, if the person's a handler for you, you want to get away from that also. That could be kind of scary for people, wondering why somebody's in your life all the time, you know, which is what is happening.
Yeah.
They have the same seat. That's probably, you know, basically, I would say next to impossible, you know. So, something's going on there. Back to you, Elizabeth.
And you know what? I just had this thought, Ron, while you were talking about the reoccurring events. It kind of is, all of these things are connected, and there are different ways to go at, you know, using these healings for yourself and your life, and giving yourself a better life. And I think it's kind of like peeling an onion. And once you start doing them, you just kind of start understanding more, and you feel more connected to your spirit, and you're able to sort of make better decisions. And just, it's almost like the things that you used to be drawn to that weren't necessarily, you know, good for your spirit or good for your life here on earth, they just kind of go away, and you find yourself not really consciously or subconsciously thinking about them. But the thing is you have to keep doing it. And I think all of these things are interconnected. So if you did do the reoccurring events and problematic situations, barcode removal, you might want to follow that up with a psychic billboard clearing, because maybe then you would be attracting something else to your psychic billboard now that you've got that energy, you know, away from you and you're not corded to it anymore. So I think that's kind of why Ron's healings are so great, is because you can do one and it will have an impact on your life, but there's really no limit to how deeply you can go with them. And I think, you know, a lot of our listeners, and, you know, we've had callers come in and call in with great testimonials about how they're doing timeline crashes, and they're also doing, you know, other healings as they need them. And I think that's what's so great, is that there are a lot of different options you can do, and sort of when you're peeling back all these different layers and really sort of getting clear on what it is that's going on with your life. So definitely, if you have any of those testimonials, you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can type it on the fast chat. So, Ron, there is somebody on the fast chat who's, I guess they're asking about, it kind of actually sounds like a reoccurring event or something that they need to timeline crash, but it has to do with maybe visiting an alien planet or doing some kind of projection. And I don't really know anything about that, but it seems like it was kind of traumatizing. So, and a lot of the other listeners are responding to it on the fast chat. So they're wondering if you can do a clearing for astral travel, like if you have a clearing that someone could do. And I guess your answer would probably be just don't do that. So if someone has done that, is there something that they can do to clear that energy off of them? It happened to them about 8 months ago, and they saw pyramid-style buildings and some kind of underground cities. And
I would go back and do a timeline crash on it to get off of that particular timeline. That's what I'd probably first do, because you were on it back then, which means you still could be on it now. And if it's bothering you, very possibly, if you know about it and think about it, then you're still doing that. So do some timeline crashes on it. Do a lot of them. Well, if it happened 8 months ago and you're still having reoccurrences or thoughts about it, you may want to do a couple thousand of them, because it's still affecting you right now. As far as what you got involved with when you went there, I don't know what to tell you on that. Just do the timeline crashes first. Remember, that's why, you know, we don't recommend to have people go out of their bodies and to do things, because, like I always say, curiosity killed the cat. You know, what got taken from you when you were there? Sightseeing, you see? So that's the problem that people have. So you might just look at it and do all those timeline crashes and see what happens. You could do probably the alien all parallel lifetime removal. Maybe get that off of you, too. There's just all different ways you may be able to go. But I'd first do the timeline crash and maybe put a couple weeks into it to see how that works for you. And just stay on it for what is resonating with you as you bring up events that you've seen. So if you saw pyramids, then you want to, do maybe 1,000 or more, you know, timeline crashes on the pyramids that you saw during your event. And then if you saw something else, put that in there, because each one is going to be a separate timeline. Just by going someplace, it'd be like, say like you went to Disneyland, well, you have a timeline crash probably for, you know, the parking lot. Then you have one maybe when you pay to go in. Have what events you went to. All those are separate, because you're having a different experience. So you want to find out what all your experiences are. You might just write them down, what you saw, and do one for each experience. That's what I'd recommend doing. And hopefully maybe you'll be brought back here from those experiences. So that's what I'd say to do first. Back to you, Elizabeth, and it could be, a very heavy situation, you know. This doesn't sound like you can just snap your fingers or I could do that and have it go away from you, because you're out there in the beyondo where you shouldn't have been. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And it may be something that you kind of have to put a lot of timeline crashing into, because it may even be something that, you know, happened in a parallel life or a past life. And like Ron said, who knows what's really going on out there. So hopefully that will help you. And also, I wanted to mention that you can do multiple timeline crashes at the same time, you know, depending on how big your monitor screen is. You can kind of get, I usually go about to a 4x5 inch photo of the light being, and I put maybe, you know, anywhere between 6 and 10 of those up, and then I start them all, and then, you know, like I have 6 to 10 different browser windows up, and then I do them, and that really helps, because then you can do, you know, 10 of one, 10 of two, 10 of three, and it does really help get that energy off a lot faster. So it is a very useful tool for you, and it's a great and pretty inexpensive healing that you can do. So that one is really a good one to try. And the Alien All Parallel Lifetime Removal was the other one Ron mentioned, and I'll type that into the fast chat. And if anybody else has suggestions, feel free to type them into the fast chat as well. It kind of sounded like a scary experience, and I think it could also help to maybe timeline crash dreams if you've been having any dreams. And they're saying it was a black and green colored planet, so it doesn't sound like a very good experience. So, yeah, definitely would get off that timeline. Okay, so I've got another question here, or actually, Ron, it's more of a healing request from a listener who's wondering if you can do a sample clearing for headaches, and they're wondering maybe if you know why they've been having headaches, not too serious, just kind of annoying head issues.
Okay, here we go. So let's do a timeline crash for that. So headaches, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll just kind of see what that kind of looks like to you right now. And we'll do another one for the, just events that might be, we have a beep there, I think.
Oh, I think I did hear a beep. Hi, do we have a caller?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling, I want to know what's the difference between the cleaning the chakras and the reading, the full reading.
What's that again?
Hello?
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that question.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
You might talk a little slower.
Hello? Okay. I want to know what's the difference between the four readings and cleaning the chakras.
I heard something about cleaning the chakras, okay. Four readings. I don't know what that would be.
Sorry?
I don't do any reading, so I don't know.
Okay. I have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
We do clearings to help you out. The chakras are kind of maybe incidental to everything else. We'll use the chakras as a big thing, but I don't put that much energy in that because you need to have other clearings done much more than that. It might be maybe the 4-in-1 clearing, maybe. I don't know. If it's 4-in-1, then that connects you to your twin flame energy. Chakras themselves are, you know, how your spirit connects to you energetically. But we don't normally talk that much about the chakras, as there's so much other things that's more critical than doing that. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the four readings are, but I was reminded, Ron, of when you do the expos, and I know you have the New York one coming up in October, the samples that you do for people with the monitor screens when they put on the headphones and they hear your voice, and you do go through all of the chakras for the emotional sample healings.
Yes, and we take away the energy.
Yeah, that's kind of like clearing the chakras.
Yes, and we take away the energy of a situation that could be stuck there, yes. That might be what she's talking about.
Yeah, that's maybe what I'm thinking. So yeah, that's actually a great experience if you can come to it. It's really wonderful. The New Life Expo at the Hotel New Yorker, and we will post more information about that as it gets closer to the date. So if you're in the New York City area, it's a great experience, and the energy of the light beings and Ron's presence there is really, really great. So if you can make it in, there's also the light healing light chamber, which is really cool. And we've had a lot of great testimonials and experiences from people about that. And it's really interesting to see the people as they come out of the light chamber. They look really refreshed and different. And even if they think it didn't work, you can sort of, as a bystander, you can kind of see that it did. So that's the great thing about the healings, Ron. And I know you've talked about this, is that, you know, your spirit will always accept them. But, you know, unfortunately, there is a lot of stuff that kind of prevents that from happening. So that's why it's important to do these timeline crashes and do these healings. Okay. So thanks for calling in. And I guess if you would like to call in, you can. We have some new call-in numbers, and I'm just getting to them here. So if you'd like to call in, you can dial toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, or 530-413-5011. And we can maybe, if you want to talk about some timeline crashes you've done and what you've been timeline crashing, or if you've had an issue and you've timeline crashed it, or if you've had dreams and you've timeline crashed those dreams. So, Ron, a couple people were saying in the fast chat that the headache clearing that you did, one listener said, "My head pain is gone. Thanks, Ron. Hunger headache." And other people were yawning for them with the headache crash. So it sounds like a few people may have been experiencing this today. And the listener that was questioning you about the astral travel and the strange colored planet said they didn't know anything about Ron when it happened. So I think that's kind of an experience for a lot of our listeners, is that you do have these experiences and you're not really sure what they mean. And then kind of when you find the show and you find the light ship, it sort of makes a lot of sense, fortunately. So we have these ways to sort of help ourselves understand this crazy world we've been living in and what we can do about it to make our life here a little bit better. So that's great. So thanks, everybody, for your input. And somebody was asking a couple pages back about visions. And they're asking, what are visions seen by the soul, the spirit, or the mind? And I'm not really sure if the spirit can have visions, Ron, because wouldn't that just be all mind energy?
It'd be all mind energy. It could. The mind energy could imprint onto the spirit. And then that means that you have to get rid of it off of your spirit, you know, once you no longer live in a body. with your spirit, so that could be a problem. Remember, whatever you bring in, your spirit is experiencing that just like you are, and then it gets stuck with the energy because it's not being cleared off. A lot of our clearings will do that for you, but if nobody knew about the light ship and anything else, then automatically you'd be very contaminated. So that would be a big problem, which is why people don't ascend here. That's the main thing, is people are here only because they don't know what the truth is. So, and they don't follow the teachings of Jesus to have your emotional clearing done, which is what he was doing, taking away people's sins. You have to get rid of that stuff this lifetime out of you. And that also cleans your spirit off when that does that clearing automatically too. But if you don't do that, then your spirit's full of residue. Oh. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. So that's really interesting, and I never really thought about that, but thanks for bringing that up, because it is kind of, you really do have to get out of your spirit. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm like, out of your mind and in back into your spirit or your source energy, because the mind energy is what is going to keep you trapped here. It's kind of interesting as a co-host because, you know, you're on and you're getting all these great healings, then you kind of have to, you know, read the fast chat and answer these emails, and it's like you're in mind energy, but you want to be in spirit energy, which is very interesting. And I know Ron has talked about that at the expos, and that if you go to the YouTube channel, there's a lot of really great lectures that he's done, and it's very interesting to see people as they come into their bodies more fully and as their spirits come into their bodies and as they connect with their spirits. So, Ron, I have a question here, and this person is a longtime listener with CLS, and they're thanking you for all of the great healings and clearings that you do. And this person is actually wondering, oh, first they said there's sometimes a delay with the clearings, but they found that the spirit light integration helps very much, so don't forget it. And that's definitely true. You do have to do the spirit integration and spirit infusion to sort of help your body out with integrating the healings. So thank you for that. And they also have a question about enlisting, and they enlisted with the Time Traveling Soldiers a while back when Ron first offered it, and they're wondering if they're still in flight. And they're also wondering if you could keep them enlisted and doing something till the very end. They spent most of their adult life in the military service with the Air Force.
Well, let's see. Most people are no longer on active duty, let's put it that way, because it's just getting too hectic out there. So you may be enlisted still, but you may not be actually fighting. I would say probably 99% of the people are no longer battling, but you still could be doing things to help out behind the scenes. So I could probably say that. And yeah, you could stay enlisted for the duration here. That would be great. So back to you, Elizabeth.
So is that, do you think that's true for, because I know we have had some questions about people wanting to enlist, and it's just not something that we can do at this time, but it doesn't mean that you're not able to help.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, and I think we do have the caller back on the line, so hopefully we can hear you now. So, hi, you're live on the air with Ron.
Hi, this is Janice. I'm calling to actually to thank Ron. I've got a testimonial about the sample ley line clearing that he did the other night for me. And I just wanted to thank him because I thought that I had the situation taken care of by running the space clearing myself, but it just seemed like something was very, very different about this. And I think Ron explained that the ley lines were like, from my understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding was the ley lines were like separated and in the spot in my back bedroom, and I had like a 6-foot length by 3 feet. And that Ron's sample took care of that. And my dog is barking. I apologize. but I wanted to say that the ley line was connecting, I'm trying to make a long story short here. The ley line was connecting from my back bedroom all the way into this room that is built off my garage. And ever since I moved here, I couldn't stand going in this room. I couldn't stand the way it felt. I didn't like the energy of it. I haven't done anything to update it because I couldn't stand being in it. But after Ron did that clearing that night, I realized that the ley line was adjacent and running straight through that room. And then I also realized that the when I very first moved here, I found that New Age wand with the crystals. And that wand was sitting right in the same path of that ley line. So I kind of got a question for Ron, too, along this. Do you think that the person that lived here before felt something really weird and put that crystal out there for protection for the house? Or do you think
that was put there, and
that caused the ley line to open up the way it did?
I would think that would be correct. I think you're really good there on what you're perceiving.
The second of the first of the question of the person put it there and then it caused the ley line to open up?
I think it was already open, and they probably put the crystal there to help out that energy.
Okay. Because I, you know, in spring cleanup, you know, I was finding empty bottles of rum around, and you know, a lot of evidence of somebody who was here wasn't totally present. So, you know, I'm thinking to myself, if they didn't really know what was going on, and then all the things that I've been experiencing since I've been here, I'm so grateful to have you to help me clear it, because even after the day after, Ron, you did help me with that sample ley line clearing. I got out into that room adjacent to my garage and started updating it, cleaning it. It felt wonderful. It felt fine. Started doing the work in it that needed to be done. So, yep, this call is just basically to thank you for what you do. It really helped me out a lot here. So,
great. Okay. Well, thank you.
I'll let you get back to the show. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Janice. And yeah, I kind of remember when you called in about that wand that you found, and it's very interesting because I think it was kind of like something like people were trying to do to protect. But what I was going to say is, if you do the space clearing for yourself, I find that it really helps, like if you're trying to get rid of clutter or objects or things that were there in your house before you moved in, because I think it helps also removing the physical things that have these other people's energies attached to them. And I think that can be really, really helpful if you're feeling a little bit off. It's always a good idea to do the space clearing and to actually also physically clear out your space. And I know somebody was talking about this to me a while ago, where they kept clearing their space out, and then it would get complete, like it would be very neat, and then all of a sudden it would get completely a mess again, and they had no idea how this was happening, and they would spend hours cleaning, and then everything would get messy again. So it was like there was this, all of these things that they had, it was like they had to get kind of rid of everything in order to get clear on that. So you need to do the energetic clearings to kind of clear your space. And I haven't listened to that archive yet about the ley lines, but I definitely will, because it sounds like that was really helpful to you, and hopefully it will be helpful to other listeners that are maybe having those strange feelings about places or objects where they live. And also, Ron, one of the other things I thought of was that energetic object cording release. which is
we could do a sample of that. So
yeah, maybe that would be a good idea.
Somebody wants to think of something like that that you want to have released. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, and think of your object. So I'll start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if that helps anybody there.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And the other thing you can do, which is, I think this is really simple too, is you could just put the crystal or whatever in a glass of water, and that will neutralize it. And I know, Ron, also when you do the light chamber, people can bring a crystal into the light chamber, and you can release it. So that's actually a really great thing to do if you're going to be coming to the expo. So I have a request here from a listener, and I think this is kind of a lot of people have been saying this, and they're wondering what you could do for a clearing on being stuck in one place, like an imprisonment, without any way of getting out. And if you know of a clearing that would help them out, could you do a sample of that clearing?
Well, it'd probably be the ley line clearing if you feel like you're stuck.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that kind of relates to what Janice was talking about.
Yeah, so I would probably do that clearing. We'll do a sample here. So here we go. If you feel stuck, think of your situation. It could be anything, anywhere. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might even possibly consider maybe doing maybe the self-empowerment clearing. You might do the earth grid line clearing. Maybe even the billboard clearing, psychic billboard. So this kind of depends, you know, where you are on feeling stuck. So being in prison. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. Do you have any ideas, too? Anybody else on the fast chat have any ideas what they could do to feel better?
Yeah, I mean, Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
That one, too, you know.
I was thinking maybe the earth cording grid line clearing. But it, like you said, it all depends on if it's more of like you physically feel stuck or, you know, you're happy with your life and your surroundings, but maybe you're just feeling like you're creatively blocked, which could be maybe a mind clearing that you need to do, maybe some kind of cording clearing even. Because I think entities and things, they can keep us really feeling like the...
You may have
I know
a
you
spell
do.
On you too, you know?
Yeah.
So it kind of depends where you know, what happened to you, where you got this at. So that's the whole thing. What's going on in your life before and after that situation?
Yeah, and when did you start feeling stuck?
Yeah, to see about feeling stuck, what's going on? And, you know, how that's relating to you. Did you see somebody and the event happened to you afterwards? you go to a practitioner and get that energy coming to you? So there's all different ways, you know, of things happening. And, you know, it's possible that maybe the energies around you, you know, are coming in because of a ley line. But like we have with Janice, who just called up, maybe there's a vortex that is connecting to you, which you know nothing about, but it's there, and maybe that's part of that experience too. So many ways to look at it. There's all different ways you can actually enter into that healing system. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. It's like there are many different entrances onto the healing highway. There isn't just one road that takes you there. And I know feeling stuck is very difficult because it could be a job you're unhappy with. And in that case, maybe you need to do like a psychic billboard clearing or a prosperity clearing or maybe the prosperity bundle. Or if you're feeling stuck, you know, in your relationship, then you may need to do a different type of clearing. Or, you know, it all depends on, like, what you said. And also, I think somebody recommended on the Fast Chat to do the light infusion, which can also sort of help you feel more connected to source energy. Because I think that keeps us feeling stuck a lot of the times, like we're just sort of not really able to connect with our spirit and our source energy. So that definitely is helpful. So thanks, everybody, for writing in. And, try to trace it back to an origin point and see how that keeps affecting your life now. And also, Ron, couldn't you just, I mean, you could crash that emotion. I mean, what would that feeling stuck maybe translate to, like apathy or... maybe, I don't want to say laziness, that's not really the right word I'm looking for, but I know when you go into the timeline crashes, there are all these different emotions that you can choose from. And since we've been talking about that, maybe there's an emotion there that corresponds with how you're feeling in your life, and you could go in and timeline crash that.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I mentioned maybe even doing the, or I was thinking about it, if I didn't mention it, doing the self-empowerment session, because there's a lot of issues there, and one of those could be what you're dealing with. So maybe something very simple, but, you know, it may not be as simple as it looks, but by doing that, it might help you. So, boy, you know, it's hard to say what to do next. Unfortunately, there's, you know, emotions are pretty strong here, and the emotions get people into trouble. So it's not really, you know, a simple answer or a simple way of doing something or, you know, oh, I got to do this here and this is going to work for me. Well, it could work, but, you know, you have to look and see where you are. That's why there's so many clearings on the website. But, you know, if you don't know where to begin and you feel stuck, you might just do the self-empowerment one and see what's going on with you. And that might give you a little breather to move forward in your life. And also, you know, the whole lifetime emotional clearing. If you haven't done that one, then that's where you start. So if you're trying to figure out what to do and listening to the programs here and not knowing what's what, and there's so many clearings, and you hear people talking about how things help them. Well, if you haven't done the whole lifetime emotional one yet, that's where you begin. And don't go into anything else until you do that one. That's where you start. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really true. And thanks for talking about that, because I think it does feel a bit overwhelming. And what I think starts happening, and I know a lot of other listeners have commented on this, is that, you know, once you start doing the clearings, it does change your life. And you'll find that, you know, you're not drawn to certain things that you used to be drawn to. Or maybe you'll come to some kind of realization, like you need to change your job or you need to... do some work on your physical space, and maybe you need to clear that out, or maybe you need to actually physically move. So that's the thing. It's like you you kind of start doing this, and you're like, well, I think my life is going to go in this direction, but maybe, you know, your spirit is trying to tell you something. So that's definitely what will start happening when you start doing the clearings, right, Ron, is that it will change your life.
Yeah, and the way to look at that is once you do the emotional clearing, you're going to have a complete reset of your emotions. So where you think you are now, what's going, you know, what you're going through, different situations, how you feel, your emotions are controlling your life. And once you do that reset, then by doing that emotional clearing, then you're going to be like a different person because the emotions won't have that hold on you from your whole lifetime. Well, that's where you start. And then you may say, wow, what I thought I was dealing with is no longer here. And so it's like having a system restore, you know. You're resetting your life to, you know, something that's going to be better, and the button should be basically most of those released from you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thank you. And some people are also saying it could possibly be an octopus energy stuck on your head. So that's interesting. Like Ron said, there really isn't one way to look at this. You can look at it from many different angles, and it's a lot more than three dimensions. So it's kind of like a prism, and, you know, a prism has many different sides and many different facets, and you can look at it from one angle, and it's a different color, and that's kind of how you have to look at your own healing journey here on the Healing Highway. So, Ron, we're going to have to end the show in a few, but there was another question here on the fast chat asking, what's the best way to bring back 100% of your spirit to your body?
Well, only you can bring back is what you had in this lifetime. So what you came in with, we can probably get that back. As far as 100% of you, that gets to be a little more difficult. Each lifetime, you lose a little piece of you. So just keep doing clearings, and you will start to get some more of that energy back. Timeline crashing is one way to do that. So
what about the mind-to-heart drop, Ron? Would that help if someone did that, you know, many times every day?
Well, it'll bring you into the peace energy of what's with you. It won't bring anything to you. Most people think that they had 100% of their spirit with them when they were born, okay? And each lifetime you have 100% of your spirit. And that's not true. Your spirit was with you when you first came here, and that could, you know, maybe be 100,000 years ago. And then each time you have a lifetime, you start getting diluted. And how many lifetimes have you had? So, you know, you can go into the all parallel lifetime clearing. That could help you. So it gets to be a little complicated, and about all you could deal with right now typically is to bring back all of you that was with you when you were born. And then from there, when you get on the calls and we getting rid of the alien critters, and you can even do that yourself on the alien attack page that we have up, you're releasing yourself from other timelines too, and you're coming back here. Well, that's kind of it. The parallel life clearings can help you immensely too. So that's kind of the way it is. So the way you get yourself back is to do clearings to clear the space, bring more of you back in here. And then you probably want to focus on timeline crashing. That's what I would do, is clear yourself out and then do some timeline crashing, and maybe start when you're first born, and maybe go, you know, maybe if you can think of any events, do those first, and then maybe go probably week by week of your life and do a timeline crash for those weeks possibly. And that may bring you back too, but I can't guarantee that. So the question is not an easy one for me to answer. It probably make you want to throw up, you know, as I'm talking about, because the dark side has you every second. And well, to get you 100% back here, that would be, you know, a lot of work to do that. But you can feel much better of whatever you get back, let's put it that way. I get back as much as you can, back into your body. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it's such a great question, Ron, and unfortunately we are going to have to wrap up, but I just wanted to say to everybody that the show is on BBS Radio Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and Ron does special weekly clearings on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, clone body removal, cording removal, and entity removal. So tomorrow is the cording removal special. So you can find out more about that at creationlightship.com. And also, just wanted to mention, too, that we will have a live on the Lightship show on Saturday night. So if you can tune in, that's a great one to listen to. And also, if you have any questions or you'd like to look at more about Ron and his work here, you can go to the Creation Lightship Wikipedia and also to our questions and answers documents, which are on the BBS homepage and also on Ron's website. So, Ron, maybe if you want to do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody to end the show, and I'll turn it over to you, and thank you for all of the free healings and samples tonight, and we'll see you next week on the Healing Highway. Over to you, Ron.
Hey, so here we go, everybody. So doing the mind of heart drop. Remember, you must command your spirit to do so. Here we go. So dropping down, you're going to take your thoughts in your head, bring them into your heart. It takes 20 seconds, and your heart centered. Out of duality. Momentarily. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, so see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS.